AML. Golf 4 Echo Mike Lima calling CQ and listening.
Yes, G4 EML. This is Oscar Zulu 2, Oscar Echo. Do you copy?
Yeah, Oscar Zulu 2, Oscar Echo, G4 EML. Yeah, very good evening to you there. Nice signal. Name here is Colin, Charlie Oscar Lima, India November, Colin. And QDH is just to the southwest of London, about 30 kilometres southwest of London, in India, Oscar 91 Romeo Golf. Oscar Zulu 2, Oscar Echo, G4 EML.
Yeah, okay, Colin, very fine. G4 EML from Alpha 20. Name here is all Oscar Lima Echo. And I'm in duty at Oscar 45 Victor Victor. And it's a city called Horsham. I don't know if you're familiar with the geography over here, but there is this peninsula connected to Germany. And it's on that side I am living here, on the east coast. You have a very good signal, and you have very fine modulation, I must say. Here at the beginning, we hear all sorts of experiments, also with modulation and stability and what have you. But yours signal is exceptionally clean, so very good, very fine on that. I was just sitting doing something else, but the radio has been on all the time, so now I feel like relaxing and having a QSO.
Back to you, Colin, G4 EML.
Yeah, fine, Oscar Zulu 2, Oscar Echo, G4 EML. Yeah, fine, all received, and very good signal from you as well. You're a very nice signal and a nice modulation as well, so thank you for the report. Yeah, I'm using an ICOM 9100, an IC9100 radio, and I think it does have very quite nice modulation on it. I'm using 77s for transmit, and then converting up to 2.4 gigs with a one of these little BU500 up converters, and then about I think it's about 6 watts at the moment, about 6 watts. To a dual band feed just on a 0.6 meter dish, a fairly small dish, just on the side of the house. And on receive, I've got the standard octagon LNB that most stations seem to be using, and that comes back into the shack and is down converted to 144, and then from 144 it goes back into the ICOM 9100. So once I've got it set up, it's very easy to use. It's all everything tracks together in satellite mode, which is very nice. Okay, location. I don't know the geography that well, but I can see roughly where you are on the map in front of me on the shack. So that's all fine from that. And yes, it's nice to hear all the different stations on the satellite. And as you say, I think everyone is doing things slightly differently, which is great, and that's what amateur radio should be all about. OZ2 Oscar Echo, Golf 4 Echo, Mike Lima.
Yeah, fine, Colin. Everything is well received here. I'm not too familiar with your geography either, but at least I can say London on a map. Southwest of London. Actually, we have friends living in West Ewell. But I don't have any idea if that's near or close to you, but it's in the southwestern direction, as far as I know. I know which train to take to get out there. And we also went by car a couple of times. But of course we have a sat-nav, otherwise I'll be totally lost. The station here, Uplink, I start with an FT817. And it's running on 2 meter, and then I transferred it on an old transverter up to 2400 megahertz. And I also have a PA, but I'm not really using it. I have a step attenuation coupler
between the transverter and the PA.
And
for these last days, all I have been doing is stepping down and down and down on the power, because there was so much at the beginning, and you are not supposed to overload the transmitter anyway, or the transponder. I end up having about 2 or 2.5 watts at the feed of a 1 meter dish, a prime focus dish, that's it. And the receiving size is pretty much standard, 85 centimeters. The octagon thing, I don't really know why we happen to do octagon, all of us, but we do. I'm pretty sure that a lot of the other makes of LNBs, they also have PLL internally and would do just as nice. But I know it's been advertised. I know that Andy G4NJT showed something on the internet a couple of years ago, and maybe everybody has been reading his tests on that, and then thought, well, that's the way to go. At least it's a cheap one. I got mine a couple of months ago when they were still available. But some of my friends are looking to get on this satellite, and they are meeting delivery times. I think the last I heard was that they have to wait something like 5 or 6 weeks until they can get those LNBs. So I've been thinking I would just go down to the supermarket and buy the cheapest one they have, and then bring it home, and I can measure from the outside whether it's a PLL or it's one of these dielectric pucks. You don't have to take it apart to see that. Back to you, Colin. G4EMLO is at 2OE.
Yeah, Roger, I was at 2OE, G4EML. It's okay, Leo.